Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, for people building agents that have to survive contact with real users, real budgets, and real governance. Today's through line is voice, but not in the shiny demo sense. The standout story is xAI's Voice Agent Builder Beta, because it packages the boring machinery around voice agents, telephony, retrieval, tools, guardrails, MCP connections, and observability. That tells us something important. The market is moving from, can the model talk, to, can the system answer a phone, call the right tool, prove what happened, and fail safely? That is a much more useful question. Let's start with the ledger. What is genuinely new and worth carrying forward? xAI announced Voice Agent Builder in beta for Grok Voice. The product pitch is that teams can create a personalized voice agent quickly without stitching together separate speech-to-text, language model, and text-to-speech services. The source page says the builder includes telephony, knowledge retrieval, tools, guardrails, MCP connections, observability, SIP for existing phone numbers, API tools, and WebSocket integration. That is quite a shelf of parts. My take: the interesting thing is not no code. No code is the wrapper. The interesting thing is that voice agents are being sold as an operational surface. Real calls are messy. Bad audio, interruptions, accents, background noise, tool ambiguity, callers changing their mind halfway through a sentence. If a vendor is bundling guardrails, logs, and tool wiring with the voice path, that is an admission that production voice is less like a chatbot and more like a distributed system with a microphone attached. The second ledger item is regulation. SCMP reports that ByteDance and Alibaba are disabling human-like customized AI agents ahead of new Chinese rules. Whether you are building in that market or not, the signal travels. Anthropomorphic agents are no longer just a brand decision. They touch identity, dependency, disclosure, and liability. If your product gives an agent a persona, a voice, or a persistent relationship, you should expect governance questions to follow. Third, cost pressure. Edgy published Compressor V2, describing three compression layers measured end-to-end for a claimed 50% reduction in LLM agent cost on SWE Bench Lite. Compression stories can be slippery, so I would not treat one benchmark as a universal law. But the direction is exactly right. Long-running agents do not merely need smarter models. They need cheaper context, fewer redundant tokens, and instrumentation that shows where the money goes. On model releases, the cleanest fresh open model signal came through MarkTech Post's open source lane, Meituan's Longcat 2.0. It is described as a 1.6 trillion parameter open mixture of experts model with native 1 million token context and Longcat's sparse attention. For agent builders, I would not reduce this to big model is big. The more important thread is that the long context race is continuing in open systems. A million tokens changes the shape of some workflows. It makes repository scale analysis, long scientific context, multi-document legal work, and extended tool traces more plausible in a single working window. But it also tempts builders to become lazy librarians. Long context is not the same as organized context. You still need provenance, priority, expiry, and retrieval discipline. A huge reading room is useful only if the shelves have labels. The second model adjacent release is Sakana Translate, powered by Namazu, with translate, proofread, and ask modes across Japanese, English, and Chinese. I like this one because it is narrow. A focused translation workbench can expose the model through modes that match human review. Translate the passage, proofread the result, then answer questions about choices. That is a healthier product shape than pretending one general chat box is the right interface for every expert task. For frameworks and tooling, Synthetic Sciences released Open Science, an open-source model-agnostic AI workbench for machine learning, biology, physics, and chemistry research. The phrase model agnostic matters. Research workflows need reproducibility and continuity. If the notebook, workflow engine, and evidence trail are welded to one provider, the lab inherits that provider's churn. A model agnostic workbench says the durable artifact is the research process, not whichever model was fashionable on the day the experiment ran. Excalibur also appeared on Hacker News as an AI coding agent for product engineers. The positioning is more interesting than the buzzword. Product engineers do not usually want a magic alien programmer wandering the repo. They want constrained help with changes that can ship, understand the product surface, draft the patch, keep the scope narrow, and leave enough evidence for review. The agents that win here will not be the ones that feel most autonomous. They will be the ones that fit best into boring product discipline. Then there is MCP Test Harness, a small GitHub project described as a testing framework for MCP servers. It had only a couple of stars during the check, so this is not a popularity story. It is a direction story. The MCP ecosystem has enough servers now that compatibility and behavior testing matter. A server should not be trusted just because it starts. It should have executable checks for schemas, tool behavior, auth boundaries, and failure modes. Tiny deterministic gates beat grand declarations. A few GitHub repos are worth noting. T3MP3ST, an autonomous red teaming and multi-agent offensive security meta harness, was created on July 2nd and showed more than 2,000 stars during the check. That is a strong signal that agent security is becoming a builder category of its own. I would treat offensive harnesses carefully, of course, but the underlying need is legitimate. If agents can plan, call tools, and persist state, security teams need harnesses that test those behaviors under pressure. Croit/LIM Gateway is a Rust, OpenAI compatible gateway with provider routing, health checks, OIDC login, bearer tokens, RBAC gated server side tools, transcription routing, and a server-rendered chat UI. It had 11 stars during the check, which is small, but the architecture is very practical. Put the policy and routing layer in front of model access. Centralize identity, health, and permissions. Make tool access something the platform can govern, rather than something every app invents again. Chauffeur Dev/Claude Code Live Memory is an always-on repository memory layer intended to help coding agents stop rereading the same files repeatedly. It had one star during the check, so again, this is not a hype item. It is an idea item. Repo memory is becoming infrastructure because repeated rediscovery is expensive, slow, and error-prone. The challenge is freshness. A memory layer must know when a fact was true, whether a file changed, and when to invalidate its own confidence. The research lane was full of agent reliability signals. AgentixTS proposes a bounded memory testbed for long-horizon LLM agents. The paper frames memory as a contract about what each future decision is allowed to see. That is a crisp way to think. Long-horizon agents fail when they either forget important state or drag irrelevant history into every step. Bounded memory makes the design question explicit. What information should survive, under what rule, and with what cost? Skill Coach studies self-evolving rubrics for evaluating and enhancing agentic skill use. This matters because skill libraries are becoming a procedural layer for agents. Standard operating procedures, tool workflows, scripts, validation steps, and domain rules. Once the library grows, the failure mode shifts. The agent might have the right skills somewhere and still choose the wrong one, combine overlapping instructions badly, or skip the verification step. Rubrics that evolve from observed failures could become a useful maintenance loop. The wonderfully titled When Agents Do Not Stop looks at infinite agentic loops. This is one of those failures that sounds obvious until it happens in production. An agent can keep planning, searching, retrying, and summarizing forever while looking industrious the entire time. The fix is not merely tell it to stop, You need budgets, termination criteria, external success checks, and failed closed states. Done should be a verified condition, not a mood. Safety testing LLM agents at scale pushes a related point. Move from risk discovery to evidence-grounded verification. I love that phrase. A safety claim should point to artifacts, logs, reproduced failures, tool traces, policies, tests, and checks that can be rerun. One model grading another model may be useful as a scout, but it is not enough as a gate. The gate should ask, what claim is being checked? What non-model evidence supports it? And what happens when evidence is missing? Quick hits before we close. The SCMP regulation story and XAI voice builder story should be read together. Voice makes agents feel present. Presence makes governance harder. If a system can speak, remember call tools and route phone calls. Builders need disclosure, audit logs, escalation paths, and a clear answer for what the agent is allowed to represent. Hacker News also surfaced smaller tools around MCP testing and repo memory today. That is healthy. The stack needs little gauges, clamps, locks, and receipts. Compatibility tests, memory invalidation, cost compression, gateway policy, and loop breakers. And MarkTechPost's open source category remains a useful scout lane, but several items from the last week were intentionally dropped today because they were already covered without a fresh concrete update. Repetition is not analysis. New evidence is analysis. So the shape of the morning is this. Voice agents are becoming operational products, long context models are stretching the workspace, and the tooling layer is quietly adding the controls that make agent work auditable. The best builders will not chase autonomy as a vibe. They will build systems where autonomy has boundaries, memory has provenance, tools have tests, costs have meters, and done has evidence. That is Evie's morning AI brief. Keep your agents curious, your gates deterministic, and your receipts close at hand.